In Genesis 1, we see that God's first act of terrestrial creation is the creation of light. Now, what I mean by terrestrial creation is that there had been preceding acts of creation in places inaccessible to us. In other words, God created his heaven, his thrones. That's the invisible heaven, the place where God is, the place where he manifests his presence. The heaven that we see is the sky above us and the space beyond us. God had already created the orders of angels, the cherubim, the seraphim, the archangel called Michael, his companion angel called Gabriel, the fallen angel called Lucifer, and those who followed him in sin, whom we call demons. There are elect angels, there are non-elect angels who fell. But in terms of the terrestrial creation, we're given the great summary in Genesis 1:1, the first verse of the Bible, that God created the heavens and the earth. And then that creation is specified and broken down into the six successive creative days. And on the first day, God created light, and God saw the light, that it was good. So what we have in these six creative days is God addressing the condition of Genesis 1:2, the fact that there was no form, the fact that there was no fullness. God was without, the earth was without form, that is, it was shapeless. Everything was void, that is, it was empty. And on these six successive creative days, God creates shape for 3 days and form and creates fullness on the next 3 days and addresses the emptiness. I'm Ronnie Stevens, and this is Rampart. We hope you'll visit us at rampartpublications.com.